This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This episode 60 of Painting on Glass, part 2, writing a mass for my hometown.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able find you. Show it with a trace of a smile in the love. This smile be something to show me.
Welcome back. This is episode 60, and it is the second part of a double feature about a classical mass I wrote for my hometown a couple of years ago. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, you can start right here, no problem. In case you should be interested in the whole project, you might listen to episode 59 first, and then continue right here. Thank you so much for being here with me. I love to take you into my study and share with you what I found right there. So now, just let's get started. I've always loved the beginning of this Gloria. I still remember the winter of that year when I sat in the mountains of a popular winter resort not far from my home around the days of New Year's Eve 1995, where we spent some days out in the snow at the end of that year. In the late afternoon and the early evenings, I would sit in a public room that belonged to this little hotel we stayed in, and I worked on this music with a smile on my face. Many a time other travelers would come to me because they saw that I was writing music. Little chats that turned out into something nice because they didn't want to disturb. They just wanted to take a look. So what does it say? These first lines just call out joyfully for the glory of God. It's a little fugato, which means that the four voices of the choir are written and said in a polyphonic way and technique. Now, and as a young man way back when, I had so many reasons for being grateful this way. I've still remained being grateful every day, and I'm so glad that I put it down in this music on afternoons and early evenings that year. So the next part that follows is the Et Terra Pax, which means peace on earth and to all people of goodwill. What a wonderful dream of peace on earth. I sometimes wish it would come true just without any need to discuss about. Lord, I really do. The next words are about praising the Lord and saying thank you in a very intimate way. But just listen to yourself.
Thank you.
It feels so good to be able to say thank you from time to time, don't you think so? Anyway, the words that follow are about the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And musically, we speed up a bit again. Heard the solo soprano before the choir. Now it is followed by a tenor which sings the words of the Kitolis Peccata Mundi. And this is about our sins, the forgiveness. But you gotta listen closely because the tenor sang its part very calm and not too loud. As I said before, these were not professional singers, but they sang with their heart that night. And that made it special. Very special to me. Wow. And now it's about saying that God alone is holy, nobody or nothing else. And it's interesting because the Latin words are directly addressed to the one above. You are holy. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Here comes the whole choir again.
Thank you.
And now we're just about to come to the end of this musical work. I know a regular Mass would have a Credo followed by a Sanctus, a Benedictus, and an Agnus Dei. I wrote that, but we weren't able to work on these pieces. And as I said before, it was no professional choir. They tried their hardest and they did so well. I want to thank all of them once again. So this recording remained a Missa Breve, a short Mass. But although it may have been short, it had an impact on anybody listening and singing along on the 13th of January in 2010. Let's finish this part with the Amen, so be it. And I want to thank you for being with me today. God may bless all of you. In case you enjoyed this episode, just spread a word about it and please leave a rating or review because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much.
Let the sun shine on through, it's all you need to do. One painting on glass, lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind, that's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to.
Painting on glass, painting on glass.
Oh, that's great, that's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.